I have a couple praise prayer requests this morning.
My throat's like that today too.
I think one of them froggies kind of jumped. Get away from me, froggy. Okay, praise report from Chad Hensley. His son Caden's surgery went smooth, and they did not have to cut his jaw to remove the tumor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. They will keep him a day or two. Pray for a speedy recovery. And then Miss Neva Pyatt asked us to pray that it will clear up and stay clear over Foss Lake beginning today through Sunday.
All right. Yep. They've got a big weekend this weekend. And Neva always works overtime in getting this ready. So, Father, we just want to come before you, and we want to give you praise and honor and glory for what's been done in Chad Hensley's son and Caden's life. Lord, anytime you hear the word tumor, there's a sudden pit that comes into one stomach, and tumor in the mouth area, even more so. But Father, we're just thankful for this praise report that they did not have to actually cut into the jaw itself. They were able to remove the tumor without doing that. We pray that as they keep him for recovery, he will recover quickly. And we pray that he will have a speedy recovery even after he comes home, that he will be able to be up and about, be able to resume normal activities shortly. And Lord, we're praying for a complete healing as a result of this surgery. We want to lift up Neva and the big celebration out at Foss Lake this weekend. And we just ask that you will take control. We know weather is a big factor as to the success of the weekend and how many people are able to be there. And so, Lord, we're just asking that you would do what only you can do. We can't control the weather. Sometimes the meteorologists are successful at predicting the weather, and sometimes not so much. But, Lord, you're the one who's in control. And so I just ask that you will do what only you can do. And we pray that it will be a great weekend there at the lake as they celebrate their 4th of July celebration there. And, Lord, just allow everyone to have a great time. We pray that everyone will be safe. Pray that you'll use this as an opportunity just to show your love to people through those who are there who know you and are able to perhaps share your love. And we pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. A salute to our veterans and military, 33rd, Foss Lake, Christmas in July, July 7th and 8th. Jewelry, t-shirts, crafts, and food. Friday, opening for fun at 1 p.m., lights out at 11 p.m. Saturday, opening for fun at 8 a.m. and lights out at 11. Opening ceremony at 6 p.m. to honoring the vets and first responders. Blah. I got to go untangle my tongue. Untangle my tangle.
Did you get your tang tangled?
I think so. I think I need some more coffee. Our sponsor for today is Prophetic Voice Ministries. They are located at 616 North Locust Avenue, right here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty, 18304 East 1140 Road, Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another, and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what-ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake. Focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We hope.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is Pastor Joe Thompson. Back to you.
All right. Well, we're talking about working out what God has worked within. We've looked at working out God's will in our life. It's not working for our salvation, but working out God's will and for our life. And the way that we're able to do that is as we hold firmly to God's word. And then when we do those two items, then we're able to rejoice in the fact that God is using us. Paul says in verses 17 and 18, "Even if I'm being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me." And Paul's talking here about being poured out like a drink offering. It's an offering of wine or something that would be used in being poured out before the Lord. Another example of that would be like David, whenever he says, "Oh, I long for some water from the well of Bethlehem," while he's hiding in the cave, and Saul's troops are there, and two of his servants go and break through the lines and bring some water, and David says, I cannot drink this water because they risked their life, and so he poured it out as an offering before the Lord. And so basically we need to rejoice because God is working through us. Mm-hmm. That's what Paul's saying. I'm rejoicing because God is working through you. Evelyn Underhill wrote one time, "A Christian should be like a sheepdog. When the shepherd wants him to do something, he lies down at the shepherd's feet and looks intently into his eyes and listens without budging until he has understood the mind of his master. Then he jumps to his feet and runs to do it." And then there's a third characteristic, which is not any less important. "At no moment does a dog stop wagging his tail." He's happy to do it. He wants to do it. And that's what it means to be doing God's will. We sit at the master's feet, we listen, and then we go and do his will, and we rejoice in doing it. Not sure about us wagging our tails, but but the idea being is that we should be rejoicing for the fact that God is actually doing that in and through our lives. And one of the reasons why we come together to worship with one another is to rejoice and is to celebrate. Mm-hmm. It's good, perhaps, maybe to have a testimony time in church. You know, you cannot necessarily have a testimony time if your church is running 200 people, you know. But you can hear about somebody that has someone and invite them up to come in and testify. You can make it known that, hey, if you got the Lord's done something good in your life, we want to be able to want you to be able to share that. Our congregation is small enough that we occasionally just have a time, usually around offering. Hey, what's God done in your life this week? What's God done in the lives of others that you've been a part of this week? We need to be able to rejoice about how God is using us and using others. And when we do that, it's really kind of like working out the math. Listen plus obey equals joy. Listen plus obey equals joy. We're letting God work out the math in us. And we need to be sharing about what God has worked out within us and how God has worked within us. So maybe we need to ask ourselves some questions here. First of all, how am I allowing God to work out his will in my life? If you can't answer that question, maybe you need to spend a little bit of time with God. Mm-hmm. How am I allowing God to work out his will in my life? In what ways do I find myself trying to make 2 + 5 = 6 instead of = 7? Mm-hmm. Because that's the way what we oftentimes do, you know. We know what it is, what God wants, and the outcome should be, but we don't want that. We want it to equal what we want it to equal. And we need to allow God to do his math in our life, to work out his will in our life, so that if he wants to add 2 + 5, it's going to come up 7, so to speak. Another way we might ask that question, how am I allowing God to work out his will in my life, is how am I trying to paint that big picture and I miss the brush strokes that God wants to do daily in my life. We're so focused on this big picture that God's saying, no, quit worrying about the big picture. Your part's over here in the corner. Mm-hmm. And I want to paint those brush strokes in your life. And a lot of times we forget that God is painting this huge picture on a canvas, so to speak. Or maybe it's like a huge crossword, or not crossword puzzle, a jigsaw puzzle that God is doing. And we're trying to work up here on the main part of the picture. And God's saying, no, your part's right over here. You're in the upper right-hand corner, and your part's there. And if you're not willing to do your part, that part of the puzzle is going to be missing. Mm-hmm. You ever put together a jigsaw puzzle and there was one piece missing? Doesn't that just drive you nuts? And you tear apart the sofa, you look under the throw rug, you look to see whether the dog ate it, whatever. But if you understand that feeling, then maybe it helps you to understand the fact that if you're missing, if you're not there as your piece of the puzzle, and you're more concerned about the rest of it, the picture's not going to look right. So let God put you where he wants to, and allow him to work out his will in your life. Then as he's working out your will, his will in your life, ask the question, how firmly am I holding on to God's word? Because that's one of the ways we know what he wants to do. How much time are we spending in his word to know what he's saying, to even know what his will is? And then if we when we begin to understand his will, how am I living out his will and what I do know? You can't live out God's will in what you don't know. That's the reason why we study the word.
Right.
But what we do know, we are to be living out on a daily basis. And then a third question we might ask is, in what ways do I rejoice over what God is doing through me? How am I celebrating those little victories that God has worked in my life? It may be just a little bitty victory. I didn't blow up at my kids today when they did something wrong. Doesn't mean you don't correct them. But I didn't blow up at them.
Right.
Was able to work with a coworker today that just drives me nuts, but we were able to accomplish what we needed to accomplish. Celebrate those victories of how God's working in your life. And then who am I celebrating those victories with? We need to celebrate the victories. Another reason for testimony is celebrating the victories of what God has done. What God has done, what God is doing. So some questions that we really need to spend some time contemplating. How am I allowing God to work in my life? How firmly do I hold on to God's word? And in what ways am I rejoicing in what God is doing through me? And so, as we're wrapping things up here, remember, God must work within you before he can work through you. We're oftentimes wanting God to work through us, but we're not allowing God to do the work within us that needs to be done. Because if you are a person who is hot-tempered, God's not going to put you in a situation where when you blow up, it's going to blow your witness and God's witness to everybody. So you have to allow God to work through you for that. Maybe that's not your issue. Maybe there's other issues in your life. Whatever it happens to be, allow God to do the work that he wants to do within you. And one of the ways that you do that is by spending time with him in God's word and prayer every day. I know that people in the congregation I pastor get tired of me saying that, because I probably mention it at least two times a month, either as part of my sermon or as an aside to something I'm saying. But spending time in God's word is so important. If you don't spend time with God, you can't actively live for God. And so hold firmly to God's word. Because his word is truth. And, you know, a lot of people, they have a little devotional that they go through, and usually has a verse or two through that. And I tell people, if you're doing that, don't give up on doing that.
Right.
You know, a verse or two a day is better than no verses a day. A devotional thought is better than no devotional thought. Mm-hmm. But if that's all you're doing, you're missing out.
Mm-hmm.
You need to spend more time in God's word. Don't give up on doing that. You may get some kind of inspiration on that, but keep doing it. I mentioned, I read through the Bible once a year, and when I'm reading through the Bible in the last probably 8 or 10 years, I'm actually reading a devotional with that goes along with at least one part of the scripture of the day. Yeah, I read devotions, guys, you know, and I post little thoughts on Facebook, But if you're trying to read off of, live off of what little witty thoughts or not so witty thoughts I put on Facebook, you're not going to get much. I do it because I want you to think about it and hopefully dig a little bit deeper. But hold firmly to God's word. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. You can only handle the word of truth correctly if you know the truth, mm-hmm. the word of truth. And then, as we already talked about, rejoice in how God is using you on a daily basis. Look for those God moments when God says, see, I did that through you. Mm-hmm. A great work was done because you were faithful, because you did what I asked you to. And there's a whole other thing, hearing from God and obeying his voice. But look for those moments in your life, because those are the moments of encouragement. And I like to go back and look at what God has done. And I'm kind of off track now, summer and everything, but journal it. Mm-hmm. God done something, journal it. And write it down. Because God moments in your life are meant to be your moment of encouragement. Mm-hmm. They are to lift you up and to allow you to see how God has used and how God is using you as you are working out your salvation, not working for your salvation, but working out your salvation. What God has worked within, you are working out. You're showing to others. So just some things to think about as you're living your life. Work out what God has worked within. And as Elmer Fudd would say, that's all, folks. But it's good to be able to come and share and hopefully be encouraged and lift one another up.
It's interesting you brought up math, because one of my friends was asking, we were talking about math, and I was talking about, in high school, I didn't understand algebra, but I didn't have time to sit down and work the problems. When I got to college, I took more time working out the extra problems to understand it, and I was kind of thinking about that this morning, how the word has been like that, too. Like, I didn't quite understand it when I first started, and it was frustrating sometimes. But the more you get into the word, the more it starts to make sense also.
Well, the more you live what you do know, then the more it opens up mm-hmm. to you. Because you can read a passage of scripture 100 times. You know, like you go through, like I just finished 1 Chronicles, and I think like the first 6 chapters of 1 Chronicles are names.
Yes.
You know.
I get lost.
So we get so, and but every once in a while you go, oh, there's a name I know. There's yes. God. And I think the reason why God had him record that is because people matter to God. And names represent people.
Oh, that's true. I never thought about it that way.
And he wants to show how he has worked through people throughout history. Mm-hmm. We may not know. A lot of times there's nothing mentioned about any of those names. You know, so-and-so begat so-and-so begat so-and-so. But yet it was God. It shows God working throughout history to those times that we do know. Mm-hmm. So. God's word is important to read. And even if you don't know the names and really can't pronounce the names that are there.
Well, now we've got Google that can pronounce it for us, too.
Yeah, but sometimes Google doesn't even get it right. We'll see if AI can get it right whenever that really becomes a that artificial intelligence, that becomes a...
That was a good word this morning. Oh, would you like to share about your church?
Oh, yeah. Elk City Church of God. We're located at the corner of First and Walker at 501 West First. If you don't know where that is, the way I tell people to find us is if you're going north on Washington, you go two blocks past 3rd Street and turn left, and we're one block to the west. If you're on 3rd Street, you can go to the west side of Homeland and turn to the north and go two blocks, and you'll run into us almost literally.
And if you went to school here, it's right by the Longfellow building.
Yep. We're just east of the Longfellow building there. And we have Sunday school 9:30, worship at 10:45, some other activities going on through the summer. Begin looking at this fall doing a Bible study. Actually, we're looking at maybe not even doing a Wednesday night one, just because of people that are able, most of our people that are able to come, we may be doing something around a lunch meeting or something. So if that works for you, that would be great. Phone number is 225-0227. So give a call, leave a message. Not there a lot of times, but leave a message. We'll get back to you.
You have been tuned in to the Hour Power, the most powerful hour of the day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and from Pastor Joe Thompson, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
The Truth Broadcast Program is sponsored by the generous support of our partners.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.
The Truth Broadcast Program.